All mankind will come out of their graves and find themselves together in one vast plain. Kings and slaves, children as well as young and old men and women, criminals and their victims, all stand together before the Lord of all the worlds. It is a momentous day when the earth splits asunder and the mountains shake. It is the day when those who are in doubt find certainty, and those who were certain will rejoice. The standard by which people will be judged will be shown. In the Quran, we read,
يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ الصَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ.
On this day, the most important event in the life of the universe shall take place. It is the event that makes every moment of human life meaningful. Without it, life becomes a meaningless nothing. That event is the reckoning and reward. Every human being shall have to account for every word and every action they said or did. On this day, there shall be no injustice. There will only be right and justice, reward or punishment. God says,
أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ.
On this day, no one will take a bribe or rule unjustly. No community will subdue another. No tyrant will impose his rule over a community. Every standard will be accurate, and every equation will be complete. The ignorant will find out that everything in human life was noted and recorded. They will say,
يقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها.
A person who indulges in the pleasures of life may wonder, is this really possible? Or is it merely cheerful agnosticism, as some say? Is it merely an assumption that gives people some comfort and make them hope that justice shall be eventually done? Is it no more than wishful thinking that people have entertained throughout history? The point is, if it's merely an assumption or an exercise in wishful thinking, could it have had such a hold on mankind throughout history? Can anyone come up with a false idea that can acquire a permanent life across generations, and to which people in all different societies would naturally cling? Is it indeed true to say that this natural human yearning to the last day, when justice will be administered to all, is in itself proof of the day of judgment? The very feeling of thirst indicates that there is water to quench it. Had there been no water on earth, no human being would have felt thirsty. The fact is that without a second life and a day when full justice will be done and everyone will have their rights, the likes of Hitler, Stalin, and other dictators and killers would be the most clever of people. They realized that only the law of the jungle was to be respected. Hence, they imposed their will on tens of millions of people and got away with their crimes. Life on Earth often runs on the basis of might is right. Even in the writings of atheists, no importance is attached to moral values, from the point of view that they ensure people's security. A person who steals or commits murder provides an incentive to others to do likewise, and thus life itself is corrupted. But what will persuade a dictator who tyrannizes over his people for decades that what he does is wrong when he feels that he will remain in power until the last day of his life. According to earthly laws, the injustice perpetuated by such tyrants brings its results and serves the dictator. However, the conclusion of the story comes on the day of judgment, when justice is administered to all. It is a logical necessity to fill the gap between what human nature requires and what human life on earth offers. This gap, or deficiency, must have its complement. What is logically required but cannot be achieved today will inevitably take place tomorrow. Are we prepared for that?